A reading from the book of Matthew. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise God. The word of the Lord. During the gathering, we learned what it's like to be authentic. Be authentic is being your true self and letting God's light shine through you. It's also using your God-given talents to glorify Him. The verse from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 says, "You are the light of the world, a town built on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, it's on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." When I read this verse, it's like a reminder that God made each and every one of us to have our own authentic lives that we get to share with the world. He gave us a light specific to us to glorify Him in all ways. During the gathering, I saw the authentic side of so many people. I saw people interacting with one another and putting themselves out in the world to meet new people in a new place. In my own experience at the gathering, it was a little less scary for me since I was in my own hometown. However, I still wanted to show people who I really am. I strive to meet new people and experience new things. I love learning the little things about all the different people we met. I saw God in the smiles I received, the speeches I heard, and the overwhelming sound of all of us praising God in worship. More into my personal life, I've struggled to be who I am. Through God and the amazing people who surround me, I've been able to grow and let God shine His light through me. Being able to be authentic is refreshing in a sort of way, like I have this weight lifted off my shoulder of being a different version of myself for other people. I've tried my best to help others to be themselves and be confident in who God created them to be. I try to encourage people to let their light shine through them and to help others in any way they can. I encourage everyone to let God take control of your life. What I mean by this is not to let the world influence how you portray yourself to others. I encourage you to be the light that shines out to others. I invite you to go into the world, no matter who you are, and be your authentic self. Will you please join me in prayer? Dear God, I thank you for each and every one of the authentic people here in worship today. I pray that you can help guide them to let their light shine to the world. I pray that through our light, we can encourage others to make a difference in the world, even if it's small. Most of all, I pray that we can learn to trust in you and your plan for us. Amen.
A reading from the book of Galatians. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, siblings, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
What does it mean to be free? When we use the word free, we often think of vacations and open fields, all the cheat day foods we can imagine. As humans, that's a natural first response. But to be truly free, is it the ability to do anything? This lesson from Galatians says to use our freedom for others. So not the ability to do anything we want, but the ability to do what we should. We have the freedom to share food with those who need it, show kindness to everyone, and do as God would do. At Grace, we make care bags, we help with the food shelter, we care for children, we give to the homeless, we donate to nonprofits, and more. And at the youth gathering, we traded swappies, we conversed, danced, sang, and played games with our group and other youth. There were many opportunities for freedom to have safe fun and share God's love. We can also use our freedom to love ourselves and ensure our bodies and minds are healthy. Sometimes those cheat days really are needed. Maybe you need a little treat every once in a while to reward all your hard work. It's not self-indulgence if it's earned and deserved out of goodness. There's God's love in that freedom as well. In fact, there was one night on the youth gathering where this very thing occurred. We'd gotten back to the hotel after a long day of walking around and talking to people, and Gracie, Audrey, and I were tired and hungry and in need of a little pick-me-up before our daily recap. So we texted Pastor Katie from our room, and we asked permission to go down to the little cafe on the second floor. And she wrote back, yes, but please stay safe and together. That is freedom. Controlled, yes, but freedom. We took about 15 minutes to get candy, ice cream, and Starbucks, and when we got back to the hotel room, we made sure to text Pastor Katie to let her know our trip was safe and successful. Freedom can be found in the most insignificant situations and places. Sometimes it's the little moments that matter, our own personal little moments. I'm sure we all remember, God first, others second, I'm third. Just because we're third doesn't mean we're not important. That's three relationships to take care of, and within them, the freedom to do so. In this way, it is not whether we have freedom or not. We will always be free with God, but rather how we use our freedom to reflect the very God that gave it to us. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for all our moments of freedom, and help us direct that freedom towards service and hope for others. Let us exercise our freedom as disciples in your kingdom and share it amongst our siblings. In your name we pray. Amen.
A reading from the book of Matthew. Jesus went straight to the temple and threw out everyone who had set up shop, buying and selling. He kicked over the tables of loan sharks and the stalls of dove merchants. He quoted this text, "My house was designated a house of prayer. You have made it a hangout for thieves." Now there was room for the blind and crippled to get in. They came to Jesus and he healed them. When the religious leaders saw the outrageous things Jesus was doing and heard all the children running and shouting through the temple, "Hosanna to David's son," they were up in arms and took him to task. "Do you hear what the children are saying?" Jesus said, "Yes, I hear them. And haven't you read in God's word, from the mouths of children and babies, I'll furnish a place of praise." Fed up, Jesus turned on his heel and left the city for Bethany, where he spent the night. The word of the Lord. Matthew 21:12. Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. When hearing that one of our main themes was disruptive, I was very confused. We all were. Most people's minds go straight to negatives when being called disruptive. I've heard the story of Jesus overturning the tables many times, but I've always seen it as him doing something good for his people. But if you really think about it, he was being disruptive. He was disrupting the misuse of his father's house. God calls us to be disruptive. He calls us to disrupt the mocking and disrespect towards him nowadays. He calls us to disrupt the issues going on in our world and in our personal lives by putting our trust in him instead of in other things and people on earth. Disruption is necessary for change in this world. God sent his son Jesus to disrupt the sin going on in the world and to save everyone with eternal life. Sometimes we'd rather not disrupt things because it can be scary. We think keeping things the same is the easier and safer option. But sometimes we need to step outside of our comfort zone and disrupt things around us to have a positive impact on the world. During the gathering, some of us had to be disruptive without even noticing it. There were times when each one of us felt left out, so the rest of us made an effort to make sure everyone was included. We made sure to share the love of Jesus, not only with everyone in the stadium, but especially with each other. We worshiped together and used those 5 days to work together and do our best to disrupt the negative things going on around us. I have been called by God to be disruptive and to encourage others to follow in God's footsteps. I have had times where I was nervous to say anything, even if I knew whatever was going on was wrong. But I know by not interrupting, I was letting people think that whatever was going on was okay. I know being a child of God means I need to do things even if I'm afraid. So next time you see someone struggling or in need of support, don't hesitate to help. Be a shoulder to lean on. Share God's love with people who need it and with people who already know it. Although everyone sins, God forgives them. We are all even in the eyes of God. Will you all please pray with me? Dear God, thank you for helping everyone arrive to worship safely this morning. Please help everyone here to overcome their fears and to be disruptive in this world that you gave us. Help us to shine your light on everyone we know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.